The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
More hysteria from Al Gore. His sequel is coming out soon. Part two to An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power, opens in limited release July 28th, and then expands August 4th. We got to go to that.
That'd be fun.
We got to go.
Oh, really?
And just laugh.
We should do what you did. Remember, you did this last time.
You
brought a meteorologist with you to see if it was really...
And we laughed. And he laughed.
He laughed at
it. I mean, it was nonsense. Al says, 10 years ago, we did An Inconvenient Truth. Its predictions are coming true. Are they, Al? Are they? Seas overflowing, storm changes, air changes, temperature rising, surges like Superstorm Hurricane Sandy. So not only did he use Superstorm, he threw in the lie of hurricane. So it's Superstorm Hurricane now. Sandy,
because it was a hurricane. It just wasn't a hurricane when it did its damage.
No, when it got to shore, it was a superstorm.
It was a hurricane out
You can't have it both ways. Either it's a superstorm or it's a hurricane. It was not a hurricane.
Superstorm.
There's still time to avoid catastrophe. That means working faster, learning, buy the book, see the movie, make me wealthy. win conversions on the subject, accelerate switches to alternate methods. I mean,
that's great, though. I mean,
such garbage.
His two top pieces of advice are things that make him rich.
Yeah.
Stunningly.
Which is always the case. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what it's about for him. And he's got to sell the slop, or a lot of his investments don't bring him cash. Buy more environmentally friendly products, which sends stores a signal. Join this subject's friendly movements. Attend citizen town hall meetings. Institute informative emails. Ask, will politicians' votes be good on climate control? Confirm your buildings are properly insulated. What do we do in-house? We change energy outputs, solar and wind appliances. Now, this guy, who's such an advocate, lived in that 10,000 square foot Tennessee mansion for years and did nothing to it. He retrofitted it right before he sold the stupid thing because he had to, because he was getting all kinds of flack from people that, like, your house isn't even, you don't even practice what you preach. What are you talking about? Well, I'm retrofitting it now. So he retrofit his house because that email circulated. It was one of the few spam emails that turned out to be actually true.
Mm-hmm.
The comparison between George Bush's Crawford home and his. Now, George Bush's Crawford home was completely environmentally friendly. I mean, it was it had recirculated water. It had solar panels. It stored energy. It stored water. I mean, it was really something. And Al Gore just wasted. It said he used 20 times the energy of the average American.
Which 20 is 20 times. I mean, that's what people don't understand. He's 100 times the man, but only 20 times the energy. It's called saving energy.
That shows that he's putting his theory to work, is putting his theory where his mouth is.
Yeah.
He's really, really living the life.
He's really, really impressive, and I think we should all try to be more like him.
Such a fraud. Such an absolute fake fraud. And a dangerous guy, because he does this hysteria everywhere he goes, and then... And people start buying into it. They teach their children this crap. And pretty soon it's going to hurt us badly. When we finally do this $15 trillion investment, or he wants $90 trillion, it is going to bankrupt a lot of businesses. It is going to cripple the United States.
You think $90 trillion would bankrupt a lot of businesses?
Yeah, I really do.
I don't know.
Yeah, I really do.
I'm on the fence on that one.
Are you?
It doesn't seem like... It's one of those things where... It just feels like it can't happen, but it probably will.
Yeah, it probably will.
You know, it probably will be one of those things that they actually get their $50 trillion out of it. And
Look at what he's saying here. The predictions are coming true. No, they're not. No, they're not. Seas are overflowing? Where? Where are seas overflowing? I mean, does a storm like Sandy make them momentarily overflow? Yes.
Yeah, it's the storms do.
And then they go back to where it was. That's always happened. Storm changes? What the hell does that mean? storms always change. They'll storm and then they'll not.
It's like clammy hands. If you remember from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, he says he has clammy hands because it's a good non-specific symptom. Like, it doesn't necessarily indicate you should go to the doctors, but it doesn't actually say, like, oh, we can test him for flu. He's got flu. No, clammy hands is very nonspecific. So when the parents would come and ask, he'd be able to kind of just brush it off into general sickness, kind of like how Jeffy was faking it the last couple of days. Here, it's the same thing. Changing storms is a nonspecific nothing.
Yeah, what is that?
Right? It's just a nothing.
So, and then the next one, too. Air changes. So there's storm changes and air changes. What? It got windy today and that changed the air? Yes, I guess.
Well, my understanding is some predictions from Dr. Maslowski. In some of the summer months, there could be some melting, perhaps in the future, and then if that happens, could be something else. So how about that? Clammy hands.
Pisses me off. It really does piss me off.